Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan joined the crowds at Istanbul's Martyrs Bridge for the July 15th anniversary of Turkey's failed coup. They inaugurated a bridge, a memorial there for those killed. There were three tanks wielded by 136 soldiers on July the 15th last year attempting to overthrow the Erdogan government.
15 Temmuz darbe girişimi milletimize yönelik.
Mr. Erdogan said the coup attempt is not the first against our country and it won't be the last either. For that reason, he said, therefore, we will first rip the heads off these traitors. Turkey blames the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen and his network for the coup attempt that left hundreds dead and more than 2,100 injured. Since the coup attempt, at least 100,000 civil servants characterized as supporters of the aborted coup have been let go. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. At least 8 people were killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a soccer stadium in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. The APS news agency reporting the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of a match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams, and panic spread across the stadium. Chinese dissident Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes were scattered. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with cancer. He had spent the last 8 years in prison. This is VOA News.